Patrick Shields here. I know I sound like a broken record when I've been saying that the media has been just aching to pit the Pope, the Holy Father, against the President, Donald Trump. And even after the Pope said, hey, some of the things I've been saying have been a little misconstrued, I don't want to be drawn into a debate with the President. How about the Wall Street Journal? The Wall Street Journal says, not since Napoleon has a political leader taken on the Pope as openly as the President. And they go on to say that the Pope was pious, outlasted the French Emperor. And then they say the mild-mannered pontiff from Chicago is facing the biggest test of his papacy with a fight over Iran with Donald Trump. And he isn't folding. See the kind of words they're using? They call it a public spat, a public confrontation, months of tensions. War-torn world. And then they finally say a drawn-out quarrel between the White House and the Vatican carries risks for both sides. But more of the risk is with Trump. I'm telling you, it's big-time wrestling dressed as news. Please. It's Michael Patrick Shields with you. Radio stations across the state of Michigan and worldwide at mibigshow.com. Business leaders for Michigan want more jobs, higher personal income, and a healthy economy. That's the focus of Business Leaders for Michigan. It's made up of the heads of Michigan's largest companies and universities, and you can learn more at businessleadersformichigan.com. In fact, you can learn more from Jeff Donofrio, the president and CEO of that group, and Sandy Berea, who is the head of the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce, because Sandy has guest-hosted a radio show, and guess who one of his guests were? Jeff Donofrio from Business Leaders for Michigan. And Jeff Donofrio has guest-hosted this program, and Sandy Berea has been a guest on this program. Well, we're all in the same racket, show business, and the state of Michigan. And Mish Auto, also interwoven, of course, with the Detroit Regional Chamber, and we're all looking forward to the policy conference. And so, too, is Glenn Stevens, the executive director of Mish Auto. And by the way, one of the people he's going to see up there at Mackinac Island is the state senator from Harbor Springs, who was smiling from ear to ear because Mish Auto has presented him as the legislator of the year. That's a nice award for Senator DeMuse. Thank you for doing that, Mr. Stevens. Why John DeMuse?
Good morning, Michael Patrick. Good to talk to you. Why John DeMuse? Like many legislators, John is absolutely at the forefront of supporting the auto industry, its present and its future. He's always there for us. He shows up at events. He speaks. He's welcome to get into policy issues whenever we want, and he's just a champion and a supporter for our signature industry, and well deserved. And we're looking forward to presenting it to him today at the Capitol.
You must be lonely on Mackinac Island during the policy conference when you head up Mish Auto and there are no cars anywhere to be seen.
There are no cars, but there are a lot of auto execs. We actually have an event that starts just at the beginning of the policy conference called Mish Auto on the Island, and we have about 50 auto executives, including legislators, who come together for discussions on where the industry is and our roadmap project for where it's going into the future. So no motorized vehicles, but certainly a lot of automotive and industry presence up at Mackinac.
I saw, speaking of that, that Mary Barra, General Motors CEO, did very well with her compensation package.
I saw that too. Probably also saw that they have some executives that they wooed from some other companies. And look, these are high-tech companies as much as any companies in the world, and it's important to have leadership and talent. And she's done an incredible job with that company through incredible headwinds. And that's really what we're here to talk in Lansing today about, is what some of these headwinds are.
Nearly $30 million. Congratulations to Mary Barra. And when you talk about your effort at Mish Auto, part of the Detroit Regional Chamber, to reach out to legislators at things like the Automotive Day that you have at the Capitol, what do you want them to hear? What do you want them to think about in their car and their drive home after you meet them at Auto Mobility Day?
Well, I think the most important thing is really to stress, and we've been doing this on a regular basis, when we talk about inflection points and we've never seen this or unprecedented, I can safely say that that is where this industry is and where Michigan is, for that matter, right now. We are at a place in our history, in our state, in our auto industry, where we have never seen forces that are in front of us and opportunities also. And they are China and AI and automation and trade policy and propulsion system changes and really the overall speed of innovation. And that's the message, and that's what we want our legislators to understand and our leaders around the state, is that it's a big change for Michigan right now, particularly in a, as you know, probably the most consequential election year in our state's history.
And those, my good man, Glenn Stevens, are nonpartisan issues ultimately, aren't they?
They are nonpartisan issues. Just like our auto caucus leaders in the Senate and the House, which is bipartisan, bicameral, Michigan's future, the automotive industry's future, what we need more than anything right now is people to reach across the aisle and leaders that will do that to make sure that we have the business climate, the policy, and the talent pipeline in place for the future. I know that sounds cliche and almost like a stump speech, but that is what we need right now. And I love this state. I want my kids and my grandkids to stay here forever. And right now we are at a spot where we've got to make some changes and we've got to build for the future.
Do you think there'll ever be a self-driving horse carriage on Mackinac Island?
Well, I don't know about that, but I will tell you that automation and autonomous vehicles are absolutely a real thing. We heard about them probably about 10 or 12 years ago. There was probably a tail off in the development, but we've definitely got a future with automated vehicles.
I've been in a Waymo many times with no driver. It's nice because you don't have to talk to anybody. But I love talking to you, Glenn Stevens. He's also on the Michigan Travel Commission, and he's speaking to the legislators in Lansing and at Mackinac Island. And on this radio...
Hey, Detroit, it's Tanya Lalonde from Summit Place Kia. It's springtime, the best time to spring out of your old car, even if you owe $9,000 more than it's worth. And don't worry about your credit. We can get almost anyone approved. So come see me, Tanya Lalonde, today at Summit Place Kia and summitplacekia.com.
You should be driving a Kia. You should be driving a Kia from Summit Place Kia. Summit Place Kia.
Negative trade equity may be refinanced, subject to lender approval, and expires month end.